my son went in and he made my bed and straightened my room. And she goes, what's up with that?
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
It's going good, Scott. Last time we talked, it was snowing. Was it snowing then? I can't remember.
I think it was about to.
Yeah, we got a lot of snow. Again, nothing compared to North Pole, Alaska. We bow down to you, North Pole, Alaska dads. But we got about 12 plus inches. I had to come have someone come and push out my driveway because I just got tired of getting stuck. Every time I'd go out, I'm like, the wheels are spinning. I'd have to go out and shovel it. And I left it at the end of the driveway, you know, the cars. But so we're good to go now. So that's good.
We had ice and then we had snow.
Did you get some snow? That's great.
It was just ugly, though. It shut everything down for a couple of days. I mean, almost everything around here was closed for least a day, which is weird. I mean, even restaurants and stuff were all closed. It just, people couldn't get out. So,
well, on behalf of all the dads at North Pole, Alaska, you big babies.
Yeah.
So it does change your perspective. But this is a busy week. We are like in birthday mode. Scott, you know, I know you probably, are all your kids, are they spread out in their birthdays? Are they spread out?
We have two right by Christmas, which is a bit of a pain, but the other two are summer and they're a couple months apart. So
yeah, that is so handy. And guys, if you can plan that, that's what you should do. You should plan them. Ours just feel like they hit as soon as Christmas is over. We just start. And now that we're adding other people, it's like birthday, you know, every other day. Feel like it. I mean, we had Hudson's birthday was last week. I don't know what day. And Renly's birthday was Monday. Catherine's birthday is Thursday. Today, as you listen to this, Sam's birthday is next week. And then I got Maggie's birthday is the week after. And it's almost fatiguing. You know, it's kind of like, wow.
I know this is slightly off topic, but does your wife have all their birthdays memorized and their birth weight and measurements and everything?
Oh, probably. I mean, I don't even know their birthdays. I've got like a list sitting stapled to my wall right above my computer that I can look at and see, but I don't know any of that.
Yeah, if anyone needed another reason to feel bad for me as a lame dad and husband, I don't even know. I know my brother's birthday.
But you don't know your kids?
I know my kids. I don't know. I mean, I might get my mom's right. but
I only my mother's because it's 9/11.
My wife knows like the entire side of my family, like my side of the family.
Know.
And
I know.
You know, I'm lame.
Well, I went to the UPS store yesterday and this old lady who was at our church, I hope she never listens to this. This little old lady who went to our church, she goes, oh, how are you? And I haven't seen her in like months. And she's like, oh, I saw you celebrated a birthday yesterday. You know, my granddaughter. Wow. I'm thinking, wow, you're amazing. So I don't know if that's social media that does that or what, but
probably.
Yeah. So even though Sam and McKenna, they gave us a great gift at Christmas. They have a cricket. I think, do you have a cricket, Scott?
My wife does, yes.
I thought so. So, because at one point, crickets were the things to have. And if you don't know what a cricket is, it prints out, you know, vinyl lettering, decals, stencils. And so they use it all the time.
Yeah, we might be printing up some Bengals gear to sell on the street this week.
That would be awesome. That'd be cool.
That'd be a smart move, but no.
That would be a smart move. Usually I come up with those ideas like 15 minutes before I need them. And
right.
doesn't work. But they gave us these, like, at Christmas, these little wooden cubes that are maybe like 3 inches on each side. And on each one, it has like for Renly, you know, our oldest granddaughter, has a big R. And then on another side of the cube, it has her birth weight and then her birthday and the parents. And it's really super handy. So we have 4 of them and we're waiting for the 5th one to show up. But I'm thinking we really need something like this, you know, for everybody that you could just see their births and weights and always. So
very cool.
It's a great idea. Well, Scott, are you into, because not only is it birthday week, it's Super Bowl weekend. Now, do you do something special for Super Bowl weekend? I mean, I know the Bengals are in it, so you're going to be full. Oh, yeah,
we're amped up here. You know, I mean, we're going to make a bunch of wings and, you know, get a bunch of junk food and go right. crazy. But
that's fun.
I'm kind of the opinion of a comedian I saw recently who has a little routine about sports, and he's like, yeah, I hate Super Bowl parties. Everybody wants to talk and they all want to watch the commercials, but they talk during the game. And
oh yeah.
And so, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want people talking through the whole game and just chattering about commercials. So I might kick everybody out of the room if they're doing that.
So you're the one who's like,
yes,
really
this
serious
game. I want to see this game, man. It's been 30 years since the Bengals were in it. And I'm not even that big of a football fan. I just, you know, this one's an important game. And everybody still thinks the Bengals are going to lose, which is great to me because, you know, I heard this guy on the radio the other day who's like, man, I've picked every game throughout the playoffs perfectly, except I always picked against the Bengals. Oh, and so I was wrong on those 3 games, but I still think LA is going to beat them. And I'm like, you go ahead and stick with that, buddy, because Joe Burrow is 9-0 in games that are must-win games for him. The dude doesn't lose, so you can take it to the bank, man. Except if I bet on it, they'd lose for sure. But
so right now about ready to pound your chest and go, come at me, bro. Yeah, come on. Exactly. I'll take you on right now.
I got my helmet on and everything. Let's go.
That sounded a little echoey there, so maybe that was it. Well, that's awesome. And, you know, we're going to probably do our Valentine's dinner on Super Bowl Sunday just because we're having a hard time trying to squeeze it in. So,
you know what's funny?
But I've got a plan. I'm the planner. I'm taking care of it this year.
I'm starting to see on social media sort of like the contest of who's holier, which team is holier. Because you know how in America we like our sports heroes to be Christians.
Right.
And we get all excited about it if they are. Well, apparently
one
of the receivers on LA has talked about his faith and how he's just excited to be, you know, doing this for God and whatever. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. God's on the Bengals side this year, buddy. And I've seen other people talk about how the Bengals are, you know, there's some Christians on the Bengals team and stuff too. And it's like, okay, I'm all for everybody being Christians, but we're going to kill them. Okay. Come on. It's funny when
I can tell this is not a topic you're going to let go. So maybe I should just back out of the room real quietly and you can talk about the Bengals.
Oh, you started it. Anyway, I'm done. That's cool.
Oh, you are not.
Next week, I'll be ranting and raving unless, you know, it's really terrible. But.
Okay. So, all right. Then we'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
Since I know your world is kind of clouded over by Super Bowl Sunday, but have you been working on your Family Man Fix It or Finish It February?
I have not.
You have any jobs, Scott, that need to be done?
Oh, probably a lot.
Because I know we talk about this every year, and I know you kind of get the same.
Yeah.
Foreboding and gloom.
My voice. I just went down about an octave.
Kind of look like that dog who, you know, who slinks down in the corner after they went to the bathroom on your pillow, you know, and their tail is down, and you're like, please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. Let's just all blend in.
Yeah. Some of the jobs we need done are a little bigger, I think. My wife's been wanting us to get an electrician in here for a while to take a look at our electricity because occasionally the lights will flicker. And supposedly that's a bad sign. And it's an old house. Well, I'm thinking, honey, you haven't been in some of the places I've been in. This is not
exactly
bad, you know?
So if you can't finish it or fix it, talk them out of it.
Exactly. That's my
You know, that's part of the great thing about this fix it or finish it. You don't have to fix it or finish it yourself. Sometimes you can just make a phone call and say, you know, get the ball rolling and get somebody out to check things out. Or, you know, you might even have a, because I know my son, Ike, he can fix any electrical things. I mean, he's done amazing things, but I bet you have someone around you who could take a look at it, you know, but I think sometimes lights do flicker and I don't think it's a problem, but I don't want to be responsible to
talk about it,
but I don't want to be responsible for burning your house down. But you know, here's the deal about some of these things. I got a message from Andy Wagner, and he said, the Lazy Susan cabinet in our house is rubbed on the bottom cabinet since we moved in 19 years ago. He goes, I finally fixed it with a shim under the main shaft. The adjustment screw wasn't enough to make it stop rubbing. We didn't tell my daughter, and when she went to use it, she spun it so hard, everything went flying out onto the floor. Thanks for the motivation to get it done. You know, Andy, you are my hero. And because I had said, you know, one of the things I wanted to fix was our Lazy Susan, whatever that turnaround corner cabinet, because ours has been scraping for many years. And after I got his, it's like, I can do this. And I pulled everything out, which took probably, you know, 5 minutes. And then, no kidding, in 30 minutes, everything was back in. I had fixed it. It was done. It was that simple.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, dads and Scott, you know, those things that sometimes scare us, they're not that hard. We just need to do it.
Yes,
we just
are.
Need to do it. yes, they are.
That has literally never happened to me. I thought I had a 5 minute project. I went to Lowe's 5 times and 6 hours later, I'm like, what is going on here?
Scott, you're like my arch nemesis in Bailingham Big Sitter. Maybe I should like have my son, Sam, draw you up as a cartoon character as the Mr. Don't touch it.
I'm like one lab accident away from becoming a supervillain.
So. You are. Oh yeah, so don't listen to Scott and dads, you can do it. You can't. Who says that? Can we fix it?
No, Bob the Builder. I don't think he's around.
Yes, anymore. Yes, we can. Yeah. Oh, maybe that he should be our mascot. We can do it, dads. So get her done. You know, if you got something to do, take care of it. It's the 10th as this comes out, so you know, you're going to run out of days, so do it. Valentine's Day, too, it's coming up on, I think, Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday or Monday. Maybe it's Monday. But dads, don't get caught watching the paint dry. And Scott, you don't have your camera on right now, but I'm flipping something right in front of the camera because I've got all my stuff right here sitting on my desk ready to give to my wife. And again,
I said, dude, you rock.
No, I'm just ready. I'm ready this time. Again, I copied this thing off the internet. It's a book. Again, I would have bought it. It's called What I Love About You by me. And it was so much fun filling it out. It took a while, but I'm hoping my wife will really, really like it. And I think that's the thing that it's kind of knowing, it's just somehow conveying to your wife how much you love them and taking a little bit of time to do that. Because again, I'm starting to see those memes that are starting to show up on Facebook about, you know, all these desperate dads on Valentine's Day. So don't be one of those dads. Don't be one of those dads. Another thing. I think television announcer, or maybe it was Paul Harvey, or he would take each item number three. This is item number three. Scott, I don't know if you feel this way for your boys, but I think we've talked about it in the past because it just seems to come in waves. Do your kids kind of go from this normal behavior to when they get somewhere in that, I don't know, 13 to 16, 17 age range, that this hormonal wave just like hits them and it transforms them into something that it's almost unrecognizable.
Yeah, 14 is when that happens for us.
Oh yeah,
right on the day, man. They turn 14 and it's crazy. We call it the 14.
And well, I think it is true. In fact, I just got an email from Facebook message from a mom who said, you know, I don't know what's wrong with my son. I feel like, you know, and you know, he don't want me to touch him. He just gets so angry. You know, little things. I try to make this special time for him and he ruins it. And he's, you know, slams his door in his room and he's crying. And I'm like, hey, I am there. I am there. Because I had one of those things, those dad times with one of my sons who's around that age, maybe a little bit older. And I mean, he was bawling like a baby over something that was almost nothing, almost nothing. I mean, if you ask 50 people, is this anything? They'd go, what? You know, and it was just over. And I could tell he was just being swept away by whatever was on the inside of him. And really, you know, they become so, nobody loves me. No one understands. Everyone's mean to me. And I'm like, because you're acting like a beast, you know, that's why. But they don't see that.
That's how I feel every day, Todd.
Oh, I didn't say it ever goes away. The hormones, right. So somewhere it's between 14 and 50 that it seems to last. But, you know, so we had one of those things with one of my boys, and I could tell, you know, that he was just being swept away to that place where you just can't win. And, you know, I think that's where dads have a great opportunity to not browbeat, even though sometimes we do. And we're like, what is wrong with you, boy? You know, but a great opportunity to soften ourselves, put our arms around our kids when they go, I don't want you to touch me. I don't want you to hug me, you know, and we don't let go. And we keep hugging them. And we rub their backs, and then we take a little break, and we come back, and, you know, we talk some more, and we remind them, hey, I'm so glad I'm your dad. You know, I love you so much. And I don't know if it takes it away, but somehow it makes it a little easier, because I know the thing is, and I assume you've seen this too, Scott, your boys, they don't like acting that way. I mean, nobody likes acting that, and they know they're acting terrible. This mom who messaged me, she said, you know, afterwards, my son went in and he made my bed and straightened my room. And she goes, what's up with that? You know, I'm like, because he's trying to make up. You know, he's just doing the best he can. He's trying to say, are we okay? You know, I love you, mom. You know, I'm so glad you're my mom. And I think our kids sometimes want to do that, even though it feels like, you know, it would have been easier if you just had not thrown this huge fit over that instead of, you know, taking out the garbage without being asked. You know, I know that you think that's good, but it doesn't. But I do think they're trying to do that. And I can, you know, and I've sensed it in my other kids too. But so dads, I'm just saying, if you've got a kid who's, you know, a boy, and girls the same way, I think, but maybe it's just so much more startling with a boy. Don't give up on them. You know, try to be your best dad, you know, and just come alongside them and hug them a lot, you know, rub their shoulders a lot, and don't abandon them in the midst of that or turn against them. So, got any words on that, Scott?
We have one who sometimes we just have to give him a little space.
Yeah.
and then later it'll be okay, but it's tough, man. Those are not easy.
And sometimes it's hard for me sometimes to give them space. And I know it's important because, and I don't know how you are, Scott, but I have certain kids and certain non-kids who are kind of reactors. You know, they react strong and then they calm down and then they're okay. I kind of have this thing that I want to resolve it right away. And so I hang in there until I drive them insane, you know, come on, let's talk about it. It's okay. You know, and sometimes I think you're right. We just need to kind of give them some space. And sometimes, you know, and I always try to go back, even a day or two later, I'll say, hey, you know, that the other day, that wasn't good. You know, we really need to work on that. You know, so when you feel that way, why don't you just tell me this, you know, or whatever.
I'll tell you it's not a great time to demand respect and to assert your authority.
Right.
That's what I tended to do. It took me some hard lessons about 20 times before I finally started to realize that's not working very well in those moments, you know, for me to be like, how dare you walk out of the room?
I'm your father.
It doesn't go well.
Yeah.
It's helpful if I can recognize, oh, this is one of those moments. Maybe I should give him some space, and in a few minutes we'll, or in an hour or two, we'll work it out, you know?
Cause I mean, really all my kids, even when they've been super disrespectful, when we come back and go, you know, the way you talked to me was really not the way it should be. They almost always go, I know, Dad, mm-hmm. I know, you know, it's not like they're surprised by their action. Same way with me. You know, when I treat my wife or my kids terribly, they don't need to tell me, well, you know, Dad, the way you responded wasn't very godly. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I never saw that. Thank you.
Thanks for reminding me of that, kids.
That's right. And sometimes it just makes you matter in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that's the same kind of thing. So, Dad, let me just encourage you to not give up on your kids. You know, I know they may push you away and they may say those kind of things like, you're just so mean, I hate you.
What would Jesus do, Dad?
Yeah, that's right.
That's my favorite. When I get that one thrown in my face, I'm like, oh.
So don't give up. Don't give up. And know you're not alone, because we're all going through it. You know, in fact, I won't be long before I'm kind of out of that teenage years. And I don't look forward to it, because you can't get that stuff back. What else on my list? Oh, because I can't hang around today, Dad. Today's the first day of homeschool co-op back after Christmas. And of course, I am the gym teacher, the game guy. I've got some, I'm trying to think of a good game, Scott. My kids had this giant bag, and by giant, I mean, you know, as big as a 2 or 3 Walmart sacks of ping pong balls. And so I said, oh, these are good ping pong balls. And they said, oh, they're junk, Dad. And they were like, they got them out of something. I don't know where they got them, but I'm trying to think of a game to do with, I don't know, 250 ping pong balls.
Dodgeball, man. So,
dodgeball. I don't know. We could try dodgeball or dodgeball with ping pong balls.
You get one kid who can whip them really hard and leave welts and stuff.
I know. They do love dodgeball. I don't know what it is about dodgeball that kids like so much. Even the girls like it, except the girl, you know, who kind of stays in the back, who always gets hit really hard accidentally.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to think of something with that.
Do they still use like the red playground balls for dodgeball, or is it like Nerf things now?
You know, when we were in junior high, that's what we used.
Absolutely, man. Get pegged in the side of the head, go down and out for a few minutes, and wake up wondering where you were.
I know it. I can remember still being hit in the face by my gym teacher, Mr. Sybil, you know, and he just thought it was so funny. And I mean, my face is red for the whole day.
Yeah.
You know,
this imprint of Wilson on the side of your face, not from your name, but from the ball.
Oh, man, those were brutal days. Those were brutal days. I mean, when you play dodgeball and all the jocks, they would kind of gang up on it, on the weak ones.
Yeah.
And they would just pummel these guys. I remember one guy, can't think of his name, but he falls down and he's screaming because his knee is, come to find out, his kneecap is like all the way to the side. It looks like, you know, and the kids are just like, boo, 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 you know, and they're just so mean. And they cut, and the gym teacher's going, oh, get him. You know, it's like Gladiator.
Yep. That was our childhood.
That was our childhood. Yep. Yep. And now, you know.
Oh, there'd be lawsuits.
It's all about healing.
There would be lawsuits till the end of time if you tried that now.
Today, we're just going to pass this red ball around. And when you get it, you tell us what you feel inside. So, yeah. But this Saturday, if you're up in the Detroit area, I'm going to be at Port Huron, Michigan at a Get in the Game event. It's a men's event. There's, I don't know, a couple, 300 guys there. It's a ton of fun. It's on Saturday, February the 12th at 8 a.m. It opens up at 8 a.m. It's from 8:30 to 4 all day long. Lots of cool speakers. Colonial Woods Missionary Church, Port Huron, Michigan. If you're in the area, stop in and say hey. It's going to be a good day. So, hey, Dad, lots on your plate. You got Valentine's Day, Super Bowl Day, maybe a birthday or two. And, of course, you've got some stuff to fix around the house. And it may be scary, but saddle up anyway. You know, get out the tools. That's the biggest step, is just starting it. And if you're not handy, you know, call somebody else or ask somebody else to help you. And get her done. Your wife, really. I saw a meme about Valentine's Day, and it was like gifts that wives want. And it was things like fix the turnaround, you know, or put on that extra piece of trim, or clean this, or do this, the thing that I've been asking you to for a long time. Because that somehow, in their minds, shows them that you care. Because it's not just about what we want to do for them, but what they need from us. So have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. And don't forget, you to Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Stay